it was something like trying to turn your girl on. And I would say like, you can call me Pistachio because you got to work for this nut. But it was like very.
Write
like,
that down.
I've always wanted to shoot a podcast on White Psych. I haven't seen it been done. And maybe people who are watching the clips in this later on TikTok, but oh my God, another blind dating video with Trevor and Zach? Nope, podcast.
Well, it kind of is. If you think about what a podcast is, it's kind of blind dating.
So we're meeting for the first time.
Yes.
And we have Allie over there. If we can make this a blind dating video.
Yep.
Old Anne Frank.
Here it is.
There she is.
Insert a picture.
And there she was. Zach Justice, I have a funny story, and I don't know if you, I mean, I would hope you remember it. Maybe you don't. Do you remember, and I want to preface this. Earlier, we were saying, we're trying to see who was more dramatic. We're trying, Michael or I. I think I'm more dramatic because I just remember this moment. Do you remember when I did your podcast for the first time, but I never did it?
I mean, I remember you were kind of in the general, like, 3 mile area.
Yeah, so I was supposed to do dropouts maybe 2 years ago, and I was on tour heavy, and I was just really stressed out every single day, every single moment. And I was excited to do the show, and I drove to the address that was texted to me, and I go, hey, I'm out front. And you go, I'm also out front.
I was nice enough to walk outside into the sun, the beating sun, UV9. Yeah. I was just looking. I was like, where is he, you know?
And this was North Hollywood at the time. So the sun is extra sunning out there.
It is, and I don't know why.
I don't know what it is.
Do we know why?
I don't know.
It higher?
It's north. Closer to the
correct
sun?
That's exactly how everything works.
I get there and I look outside and I don't see Zach. And I go, this is the most dramatic thing I think I've ever done.
I can't wait to hear about this.
I go, dude, I don't know where this is. You sent me the wrong address. I'm not doing this. And I drove home.
No.
It was a very odd interaction because he was like, whoever sent me this address, whoever your booker is, isn't doing their job. And I'm not doing this today. And then I was like,
I don't know.
First off, I sent the address. Number two, it's the only address I've ever used to get to my house.
I don't know. I ended up in a weird cul-de-sac with a one-way going into it.
And then you texted me. And then you called me back and you were like, well, it turns out I was down the street. I could still do it.
Well, I was like, it was one of those things where you like, I hang up and I go, Trevor, what are you doing? You're an insane person. Like, shut up.
Been there 100 times.
Like half a mile away. Just go do it. But this is where I got big dogged, which was humbling for me. Good. And I'm glad Zach did this. I call and go, hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm stressed. I'll be there in like 5 minutes. Zach's like, nah, you're good. It sounds like you're having a day. And I was like, yeah. And then I drove home. So I drove like 40 minutes to get there. And then I drove another 40 just to sit at my desk alone, quietly. And I sat there. You probably have the text in there.
Yeah, I was going to read it.
I can't wait.
Oh, yo, God. It's Trevor. Is it in the neighborhood complex or do I park? Is it park anywhere on the street, neighborhood? You said word here. I said, cool. You should see me outside. I sent you my location. Sorry, man. Just going through some stuff. This was after the phone call.
It was after the phone call.
Yeah. You said I can be there in 5. Just sent me to the wrong place from the address. You were 4 minutes away. I said, it's all good. Let's reschedule. You said, perfect. I said, life happens. Sorry for what you're going through. If you ever need anything, let me know. You said, appreciate it. Sorry for being dramatic. I owe you guys. I said, all good.
I mean, first of all, this is the sweetest text back to him I've ever heard in my life. I want everyone around me to be you.
Yeah.
Well, that was nicest like hug of a text. Because you're like, dude, if you're going through stuff, it's okay. I understand.
But that's not what you probably went back to the studio and like, this fucking pussy, this dramatic guy.
I was probably just like, weird call. That was a weird call.
He's not showing up today.
Mm-hmm. He's 4 minutes south and he's decided that that's too much. As far as he's going to go today.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's my bet.
Did you guys know each other before all of that happened? Zero?
We love to like look at each other in passing and go.
Got it.
What's up, yo.
Right.
But that's kind of the LA, everybody knows each other, even if they haven't met. It's like you see each other online. So you're like, like, if nobody does that, yo, then you pretend to not know.
Yeah.
Like if we never said anything, we saw each other, but nobody did the what's up or the head nod, then it would just go unaddressed.
Whenever I go to a party, I look at how well people's reels have done recently.
Mm.
And
if
it's like 5 flops in a row, I'm not yo-ing you.
Okay. Well, you don't judge the TikToks though?
No, TikTok's a different algorithm. Okay,
it is. Thank you. Good. It's all over the place.
Don't judge TikTok. It's a Chinese thing. They're throttling.
They're on a different time zone.
What's happening with that, by the way? Is it sold to like Oracle or something? Does anyone know what's happening?
They sold it to Oracle. Labubu bought it out. Daddies.
Excuse me.
Don't they own Walmart as well?
Who? TikTok? Oracle?
No, I think Walmart is owned by the devil.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Walmart buys TikTok, I mean that might be the best case scenario.
If Walmart bought TikTok, the TikTok store would just be Walmart shit. Like that, it would just turn into a Walmart app.
Whenever I accidentally slide over to the TikTok shop, I'm just riddled with anxiety. It feels like when you like land.
You have to buy something because you know you're watching. What'd you get?
No, you didn't. You bought something?
Yes. It's a connected to my desk for my cat. It's a little bed.
I never buy anything. I don't either. Something the other day.
What did you
give
buy?
It to me?
I bought a eyebrow filler inner.
Oh.
I'm sorry. What?
I don't even care. Like, I've never thought about my eyebrows a day in my life. And this guy was selling the
You're wearing
hell
boots.
Out of me. Yeah, I know. I won't use it.
Wait. Well, let me ask this. Fill it in?
Well, let me ask this. Was it, did you see an internet comment?
No.
And you were like, oh my God.
I'm not insecure about my eyebrows. Okay. But this guy was selling it in such a way it like changed his entire life. I almost did it because I was like, this guy needs it.
You know what pisses me off the most when those videos where they're promoting a product have like a lot of likes? I'm like, this video, he sucks, but it's like a really bad sketch. It's worse than porn acting. And they're like, yeah, well, thank God I got this new water filter.
Yeah, but
it has like 200K likes.
But they spent 70 grand in brand money behind it.
No. These
money,
are like random people. Like these are random people selling like electronic cookies that they're
QVC,
cack and chase.
But for just bad stuff.
But sometimes they do well. And I'm like, why are they also making money and the videos are doing well?
And what I'm saying is
I'm not making money and my video flopped.
There's so much. They spend ad dollars behind the videos. Why it's them.
No.
Yes,
think?
Sir. Yes.
Have you ever done well selling? Have you ever tried to sell?
I've never sold anything on there. Have you?
I don't know if merch or anything like that.
No, I wish I could find. I wish I could figure it out because I mean, apparently people were selling like eyebrow filler like crazy. So I think I could sell.
It's what is eyebrow filler? It's like a Crayola but with mascara.
It was like a pencil mixed with a comb almost.
I want to see the video that got you. That like
I do too because I didn't like it. I just remember seeing this guy and I was like, he needs this. Money.
Oh, charity.
Yeah. Like I don't know if it was something about he had a daughter, I think, that didn't have an arm. I don't remember what
it was. Why is it sounds like, The Voice?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're in an underpass of a freeway.
That would be really nice is to do The Voice, but with philanthropy.
We got
where
it.
You have to turn around if they have a sad enough story.
That's the whole pitch. I used to have a bit about American Idol about this. That's literally, it's like, it's not a show about singing. It's a show about trying to be like, I have the saddest story.
No,
it's like, yes, I can harmonize, but my dad.
I would
dad,
lie. Oh, I would gypsy rose that bitch.
Exactly.
I would lie.
I can't sing, but I would 100% kill my mom before I went on and be like, yeah, she died. She couldn't figure it out.
But I wouldn't actually kill her. I would be like, go to Tulum for a month.
Well, that's why you would actually never make it because you don't commit to things.
That's true.
I would stand over her with a pillow and I would let her whisper one last thing to me before she went to
concert. What do you think it would be?
Golden ticket.
Please don't. Why?
Oh.
Help? Why help? Yeah. I raised you. You came out of my uterus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. They try to get that narrative. Our buddy at Chappelle Lacey, very funny stand-up comedian, has a crazy background story. I believe he was adopted by white parents.
He was.
Lost his father really, and he's a funny guy. And he does a set, and the producers after are like, yeah, funny stuff. But hey, let's talk about your parents you didn't know. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, right, but if you want to advance, really got to highlight that.
That is true,
dude. That happened to Daniel Weingarten.
Really?
He waited all day to do his set, and they told him he wasn't going to do a set. He was on side stage. He was like crying because it's like a very like heightened emotional thing.
Oh,
he
crying was like, gets them wet.
That's what I'm saying. He was starting to cry. They ran all the cameras over to him and like, and the producer was like, okay, you're next.
Oh, when he was crying?
Yeah.
Wait, why was he crying?
Because they told him that he wasn't going to do it that day. Oh. But he was there for like 12 hours. His family was there. I was there. I went to go support him. We were there for forever. And as soon as he started crying, they like adjusted everything. Like, oh, go.
Dude, I have a theme about showing up and leaving. I went to the AGT audition like 2015 and it was in downtown LA. It was on a Saturday.
You were 5 minutes away and you...
Close.
Okay.
I drove there and I stopped at a Subway to get food before and I see a guy with a guitar.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, how long have you been waiting? He's like, oh, I've been here for like 7 hours and I haven't got picked yet. And it was like 4 p.m. And I was like, I'm not doing this. And then I just drove home.
Well, really, what's your Subway order?
Italian BMT.
MT. Yep.
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace, I am on tour. My tour kicks off October 9th in Charleston, South Carolina. And then I'm just going to read through because we're doing a one long run. So if you hear October 9th, it's all around then. Atlanta, Georgia, Jacksonville, Florida, Jacksonville, my hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, Tampa, Tallahassee, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, New York City, Salt Lake City, Boise. I added more shows. Dayton, Ohio, we moved the shows to December 12th through the 14th. And Nashville, Tennessee. There's so many other ones. But right now, dude, Florida, we are running it up. I always get comments, why aren't you coming to Florida? I am going literally everywhere in Florida. So if you go to trevorwallace.com, my tour is on sale now. There's 38 cities. Los Angeles, New York, all the heaters are in there. Go to trevorwallace.com. Tour on sale now. Selling fast. Michael Blaustein, where are you?
Michael Blaustein, yelling about feet. October 9th, I'll be in Des Moines. October 10th, I'll be in Lincoln. October 11th, I'll be in Kansas City. October 22nd, that's the added show in Buffalo. October 24th, Grand Rapids. October 25th, Detroit. November 6th through the 8th, I'll be in Salt Lake City. And I'm just going to run off the next ones, the following ones. If you hear your city, go get your tickets. Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, added a show. Orlando, Jacksonville, my hometown. Minneapolis, Madison, Chicago, we added a show. Stamford and Ben Salem. BlauComedy.com, BlauComedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at Quince, dude. As the weather cools, I'm swapping in the piece that actually get the job done, warm, durable, and built to last. And Quince delivers every single time with wardrobe staples that carry you through the freaking season, okay? My favorite, by far, Quince article that I've been rocking sort of nonstop, the cashmere freaking sweater, dude, the cable one. It is incredible. It's soft. It's like it gets you through the cold, but it's not so freaking warm where you're sweating when you go inside, dude. It's $60 for a freaking cashmere sweater. You can't find it anywhere else, okay?
Let me tell you, it's not just cashmere. What? It's Mongolian cashmere.
I love the beef.
And let me tell you something. What? I got my credit card ready to go. I got my eye on their suede trucker jacket. Perfect for layering and really just looks casual but put together at the same time. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands.
So, ladies and gents, layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/stiffsocks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/stiffsocks. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/stiffsocks.
Get cozy when it gets cold. Quince.
Goddamn.
I used to go to... At one point in my life, I couldn't afford toilet paper and I'd go into Subway and I would like wrap a bunch of it around my arm and then I would put it under my shirt and take it home. But like Subway was my spot.
Do they have like the best toilet paper or something?
No, they were lenient with the door code.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that some people will just give it to you willy-nilly and then other people protect it like it's their social security number? Hey, bitch, I need to shit.
Some people tape it onto the door. Why even have a code? Just write above it, 947. Huh? That makes me want to do more graffiti when there's a code. Because they're like, oh, you thought I was trusty enough to give me a code?
Yeah.
Psych, bitch.
Here comes a swastika.
I feel like in this chair, I mean, I was just in a C-list movie and you guys don't want to be here to ask me about it. Like these chairs just feel like, yeah, no.
Well, you weren't in a C-list movie, but you're on what, the number one show on Netflix? Number two?
In the UK.
It doesn't count.
I'm just kidding. It's pretty cool, I guess.
You sound really excited about it. Now we're like doing interviews.
I'm kind of void of emotions, I think.
Yeah, you're a little monotone. But you told me you're there's no nicotine, there's no alcohol, and there's no substance. I think that's just how the base rate human is.
So I got to pick something up. What's something I could maybe try to
meth.
Get juiced?
Meth.
That's PCP. Well, that's jumping off the cliff.
But that's what I think you should do. I think you should just do nothing but caffeine and then just ramp it up to crank, you know?
But I've heard a lot about gateway drugs.
Okay.
And it feels like the right way to go.
What's before the gate, though? You know,
I'm a stepping stone guy.
Yeah. Oh, you want to take the baby steps to get.
Do you have an addictive personality?
No.
I was going to say, usually that's like he has an. I was like, dude, if you touch coke, you're downhill. That's a wrap
for
you.
I can't do it.
Your whole room would look like this.
And you've participated in the powder?
I was in college.
Hell yeah.
That's the answer to most things. You ever fucked a guy? I was in college.
You know what it is? It's the same way girls had a college phase when they go a little bisexual. A lot of it bisexual.
Guys have a coke face.
And also look at this nose. It kind of just finds you when you have a nose this big.
Well, that's
he just breathes metal detector and it just for bags. Just goes in there.
I didn't want to bring it up, but it felt like
I need plastic
surgery.
You
accidentally do too much.
Did I ever?
Well, what can you explain to me the feeling of cocaine?
Like you're focusing really hard. Like you're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't. I like.
what makes that enjoyable? Because it,
I don't know.
Well, I guess when you go to a
party. You're talking about Immortal Technique lyrics in the corner of a room until like 5 a.m.
Like alone.
Yeah, you're watching a lot of music videos with fellas. Women don't like men that do it. You only end up with other men doing it.
True. So it's not like, I think that's just you. Ready to party more. It's more like, let's lock in on this.
Can I hold this thought? Who gave her a mic?
Yeah, this is insane.
No camera, but
I
full mic.
I haven't said anything.
Well, that...
I like whenever you talked, full plane came over. It knew.
Anyways, sorry. Back to college. I don't know. I just was in college. There was a guy in our frat that just sold it. And like his room was called Room I in the frat. Because every letter of the alphabet. People just called it the igloo. And people, you could just knock on that door. And then it'd be like, yo, who is it? And you'd be like, Trevor? And they'd be like, all right. And you'd open it. And be nine dudes just staring at you with the widest laboo-boo eyes you've ever seen.
And then
terrified girl. What?
Well, I want to do what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
They were cool. They're muscular. They're manly.
Did you feel inferior at any point?
I think you do a little bit. You just feel like.
Were you skinny growing up? Like really skinny?
No, I was a little pudgy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. His Coke was sugar when he was younger.
Oh, wow. He just started.
I switched to sweet and low.
Yeah.
Wow. It looks good on you.
I don't know. I didn't do it. I tried it. I didn't do it like a lot, but it was just in a frat. I didn't know. I was like doing like Vine. I didn't really know what I was doing.
Well, you have Vine? To do coke when you're on Vine.
Yeah, you had to. Yeah. That or you had to live in that one apartment complex in LA that's like Hollywood and Vine.
1600 Vine? Yeah. I didn't do many Vine videos. My mom was like hyper religious and we lived in a super religious town. And like I couldn't do the jokes that I wanted to do.
You're from Kentucky?
I was actually born in Vegas. 9 years old, my mom met a guy on eHarmony. She was like patient zero of online dating.
Holy shit.
They met up 3 times in real life. Then he flew to Vegas and he proposed at a Margaritaville during happy hour.
And this sounds like an improv scene.
No. Yeah. At 9 years old, I knew. I was like, well, that's not love. Well, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Margaritaville and love don't really go hand in hand.
No. So then he scoops us up with his southern draw and he takes us 3,000 miles to South Georgia, town of 1,000, one stoplight.
What is that?
You went from Vegas to one stoplight.
I went from Tapatio Shorties to the widest place you've ever been. Yeah.
Is he still around?
He's living. Yeah. But my mom, of course, got divorced.
Of course. How many years? Sorry.
They were together 5 years.
That's honestly a margarita proposal and go 5 years. That's pretty good.
This is sounding like a good AGT story now that we think about it.
Yeah. Someone
America's got talent. America's got missing dads.
I mean, that's half the country.
I just don't know what my talent would be. Maybe I could do the Pledge of Allegiance. I could kind of just lead everybody in that. And then if you X liberty and passion, I mean, that's, you know, Trump will like take you off the air. So I'll do that.
That's true. So I also noticed this about your videos. You don't cuss.
No.
Is that because of the religion?
Or
monetization?
No.
Which is a YouTuber's religion.
Okay. So definitely, yeah. Growing up, my mom... I never adopted it into my vernacular just because.
Vernacular, big word.
Big word.
Love it.
Yeah, that felt pretentious, didn't it?
Where's that in the
bar? No. I just never got into it. Like, it's like.
Not into cussing?
Never like, got into coke, never got into cussing.
Yeah. But like, what would you do when you like stub your toe?
Come on. I would just
come on.
I would just punch my dog.
That does sound like you're talking to the Lord.
Come on.
I just like punch a local animal, you know?
A local one.
But that's the thing, you have such good dark jokes, but you never cuss. And I'm like, whoa.
I heard a comedian when I was really little say that you can be more creative if you don't use cussing as like a filler word.
It's probably Brian Regan, honestly.
I think it was. I used to listen to his tape
when
I was little.
He's so good, dude. Yeah. It makes me mad when I hear a comic like Nate, who's so funny. And Brian
Regan.
And no curse words. And I'm like, I say come every 11 seconds and I want to hang myself because it's like, what am I doing?
But what would you say instead? Splooge?
I wouldn't even go to, I would do an observational joke about Target and murder and then go to MSG.
Yeah,
instead, true. I'm doing Tuscaloosa Funny Bone saying come every 11 minutes, think about suicide daily, jumping on an A-loft. Maybe we just discovered something.
You will notice when you go to open mics, it is all they talk about is come.
Well, that's all they have.
Yeah. Well, it's just a male dominated, form of entertainment. It's so
and we are
solo.
For that here.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, we took,
yeah,
your
we
mic
took
away.
The mic away from Anne Frank.
You can have four words.
I'm
what
the
are
only
they?
Person who goes to open mics here. And I also don't cuss Zach.
Ooh, the attic back.
Cool.
Boy,
cut that out. Put him
okay. I know we're on a white side, but this isn't a dating show. You've had my assistant on your show.
Yeah. How was it?
It was great. I don't think you talked to me except for during the rolling of the cameras. You didn't even say hi.
Well, it checks out.
Why?
I don't know you.
You can ask me this in the lobby after.
I definitely talked to you afterwards.
No, you did. You
Why
did
are you
not.
Attacking the person on our podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not attacking.
Yeah, it's just, you didn't
Wait,
talk
did
to
you
me.
Leave right after or did you kind of hang around?
I think I lingered.
Were you looking for that conversation? Yeah. You're just like.
Oh, yeah.
But what would you have asked him? You can ask him right now. 10 seconds.
Now this is a dating show.
10 seconds,
well,
go.
I think we should add a chair.
No, we shouldn't.
And maybe a rope.
That's why I never went to Boy Scouts, because if I ever learned how to tie that knot.
Hey.
What would have happened?
I'd have kicked that chair. Would you be mad if I killed myself and wrote your name in blood on my chest?
I'd be mad that you killed yourself.
I'm sorry?
I'd be mad that you killed yourself.
Did you hear the rest of it?
Yeah, I'd like that
Are we
part.
Getting cut?
Okay.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Take the mic.
Take the
Mute
mic.
It.
This
Where's my coffee?
Terrible.
Okay.
Anyways.
Sorry.
So you're going to a lot of open mics, or are you dabbled? Or?
I went on a few, and then the very first one I went to, they were yelling at me to get off the stage.
Really? Why?
And booing
you went too
me.
Long? Really?
No.
Yelling
I,
and booing?
I had... So my black friend... Well, actually...
Why do you say it like that?
Well, this is where the joke went to.
Okay.
This is how it went bad.
Okay.
Here we go.
He gave me an N-word pass card.
Oh. No, sir.
That I would keep in my wallet.
No.
And I showed him, and they didn't like it.
You showed the crowd?
Yeah.
And then
what
you
did,
said?
What did the card
but it
look
definitely
like?
Came across as I made it. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have a photo of that card? I'd love to see. Did it look homemade
I
or was
don't
it like laminated?
It's just a poker card with Martin Luther King on it.
Yeah, it's like, this is good.
I
well,
have
with a
camo
hat and boots, I feel like you would definitely make that card yourself.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you all know, October 10th was World Mental Health Day. And this year, we're saying thank you, therapists.
Yeah, we are, because you know, because you've been listening, that Stiff Socks is a massive proponent of therapy. I would be lost. Trevor would be lost with no therapy, okay? Therapy gives us, you know, the skill set that you need to handle adulthood, okay? There's no freaking roadmap, but you know what? Therapy helps you find the freaking roadmap to just be a better brother, be a better daughter, be a better girlfriend, boyfriend, all that stuff, dude. Be better at your job, dude. Be more focused, and BetterHelp is the best place to go because it's entirely online. You don't gotta exactly, dude. You don't have to wait in traffic. You can wear whatever you want. You can lay on your own couch or sit in your own freaking bed if you want.
The car, the bed, the backyard, the bathroom, the bathtub, anywhere.
Yes.
You can take a call. You can take some better help in your life.
All we're saying is, dude, is we want to help people realize the right amount of therapy can change everything. And BetterHelp has 12 plus years of experience in matching people to the right therapist.
And even if you don't get matched with the right therapist, you can switch with no hard feelings.
At
so
any time.
Easy at any time. You can switch to a new therapist, which is one of my favorite absolute things about BetterHelp. So in the theme of World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating the therapists who have helped millions of people take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. Plus, our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/socks. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/socks.
Goddamn.
Yeah,
I mean,
just go
I would.
To, go to
so
your
you
local
showed...
Kinko's and make it?
Yeah, I showed him. I was like,
and then you were like, did you guys mind if I...
Well, I had a joke. I was like a joke. It was like, I traded this for a Lunchable back in the third grade, and it's going to appreciate in value. So like, I'm going to hold on to it.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it,
I hate
at,
it
all.
At all. That thing
they pop? Did not like it.
They're probably just jealous.
It also wasn't structured well. It definitely just came off as
hate.
White guy talking about.
I remember.
Black
I don't know
joke.
Why. You know how the brain has like 14 memories that you like remember. Yeah. I remember when I first started following you on Instagram. At some point, you're like, catch me opening for Jason Nash, and I was like, oh, I didn't know he did stand up. You at the point. Yeah.
Yeah. He just asked me to,
and you're like,
I was just like, I guess so.
And
how much time did you do? You remember?
It's like probably 15 minutes.
That's a lot of time.
Just riffing? Or did you have like, here's my 15?
I wrote down jokes.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Definitely weren't good. People giggled, but I think they just kind of knew who I was.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. So I That'll couldn't tell. And then I did the Comedy Store, but I had to follow Bill Burr.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is a problem.
It was my first time doing it. And then, yeah. It was
terrifying.
Fahim Anwar.
Very funny, man.
Very
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yep.
And then I had to follow Bill Burr. After he just murdered the room for 20 minutes and he bumped me. So he just like came in.
Yep.
And then I just
That's
sat
a bad
there
bump.
And I was like, this isn't going to be funny. And you guys all know that. So let's
I was
just
sat in the bathroom until I said, but oh, I missed it. Oh man, I had explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people were cackling.
Yeah. I mean, he's very good at comedy.
Yeah. So as one of your first times, but I did, and then I did the Dr. Phil. Have you done that one yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the Comedy Store. That one went well, but I was playing like the Grinch.
Oh, that's the first time we met. It was David's
right.
live show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just remember the Grinch. I just remember that just clicked in my brain that that was you on the Dr. Phil show. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
The Grinch stuff. So you started out, not to get the most interview guy ever, we'll get back to making fun of Allie. But you started out, because when I saw you on TikTok, I was making videos with, sorry to bring it up, your ex. And those did numbers. Those did great. And you're doing other sketch stuff. What all were you making on TikTok?
Yeah, I think we were just making like videos of, I don't even remember. I mean, it was so long ago. I just know.
They were great. It was always like, how do I think Zach's going to enter the room?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Those were great.
It was like walk in and act like, I don't, it was something like trying to turn your girl on. And I would say like, you can call me Pistachio because you got to work for this nut. But it was like very,
write
like
that down.
Grade school humor. One thing led to another and I have a white background wall now.
You've made
it. So you went darker to go whiter.
Yeah, as we all do. The way God intended.
Michael Jackson story.
What's up?
The Michael Jackson story, nobody want to let?
Right. I mean, dude.
Sammy Sosa?
I mean, nothing.
Have you seen Sammy Sosa? I don't know.
Yeah, he does not. Why not? He did it to himself.
I get it. I laughed. I'm here for you.
Why does it always seem like he wants to fight you?
I think that's a relationship.
It's a bit.
Is that what you tell yourself or do you think?
We're going through a reorg of the company and she's kind of just taking a position. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I got promoted. I'm talented.
I asked her to pick me up this morning to take me to this. She goes, I don't know. I need to work out.
Yeah, I'm trying to trim up.
You do have not a frail frame. That sounded.
Excuse me?
You have a petite frame.
Thank you so
much. Did you feel like you were of disgusting fat nature?
I'm gaining. Wait, I ate a sandwich last night at midnight in my bed.
Why were you sad?
That sounds more lonely than anything else.
It wasn't lonely, no.
Yeah. Anyways.
I ate Chick-fil-A at 1 a.m. in my bed talking to my girl. Like, with cover. Like, it was a fat, with covers over me, eating on my fat fucking tummy, talking to my girlfriend at 1 a.m. Chick-fil-A.
How did you guys meet?
The Chick-fil-A?
No, the woman.
The driver.
The woman?
The beautiful woman.
I can only imagine. Raya, the dating app. Swipe, swipe. What up? And now she's the love of my life.
How long ago did you guys meet?
2 years. Actually over 2 years, but we've been together for 2 years.
What made you?
She was just, she could riff. She was very, very funny over the app, which is like pretty hard to be funny over an app. And then when we met for the first time on our first date, obviously, it was love at first sight. Whoa, love at first sight.
Is it sparks in the air?
Yeah, it is tough because I feel like all of our brains make associations quickly. Like from one thing to another, that's what makes it witty. And it can be very boring dating because it's like, I already know where this conversation is going.
Yes, I already know.
Are you seeing somebody right now or no?
No, I'm attempting. Well, I'm not really attempting.
And it's funny because you're like, you go on so many dates every day for like kind of work a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The time like a real date, you're like, not on a white psych.
Yeah, like, well, yeah. Not on a Wednesday.
I can't make money off this. I'm losing money on this fucking date. Yeah.
No, me going on a date on a Saturday, it's like, I got to work on the weekend. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But do you find that it's like, I almost look for the riff more? And I would like complain to my friends. I'd be like, yeah, she's hot. But like, not her, but like a past day. But she didn't have any riff. It's like, why are you looking for a riff?
But you need, because you need the riff, right, dude. Right, right. You need the riff.
Explaining that to just one of my friends who's in finance. Like, yeah, but she's hot.
Yeah,
like,
she got a pussy though. Who cares? She needs to give me a punchline.
When you have to repeat a joke back on a date. Oh.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
I mean, well, it's brutal.
I have noticed it. I don't always need the riff, but I need them to understand what's happening.
What's going on.
I understand.
Yeah. Like if they can laugh and be like, that's okay. Yeah. Like not necessarily me, but like, oh, that was clever. I'm like, okay.
Just acknowledging it.
I think it's more of an intelligence thing.
You know, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I think being funny is an intelligence thing. Hey guys, we're funny. But you know, the worst thing ever is when a girl goes, oh my God, are you serious?
Or
yeah, like man. Yes.
In the riff.
Yes.
Or just a dead stop. What? You're like, no.
No.
Yeah, I just,
no. Just finish your margarita and get out.
Or like, you'll never find someone funnier than me.
Oh, I hate it.
I've gotten that. Like, they'll look at me and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna go euthanize myself.
Yeah. I'm gonna literally.
Are
gonna
you
drown
on any
you.
Dating apps or you're just?
I mean, technically, I have accounts. I really don't go on it often. I'll go on there, check the highlights.
Mm. Yeah, that's where I would get that comment the most. Would be like, I'm funnier than you. It's like, okay.
But I used to screenshot shit from Bumble and post it. It was like, it was the joy of my life. But so many.
He would say, no, you're not blocked.
I would say, I would just always just whatever block. But I mean, just the worst. Like, I'm the funniest person you've ever met. Cool. Block. I watched some of your clips. They're fine. Blah. I mean, just it got to a point where like 2 years of this, and I'm just like, is there anyone that's normal? Is there anyone that wants to just say, hello, how are you? Why do we have to come with some crazy fucking comment? Just say hello.
Put you down.
And then you'll get into it with like the girl that loves bits too much and you can't get out of the bit.
Yes.
Then you're just sitting there like, all right, weird.
Yeah.
We're talking about Monopoly now and like Hippo's playing it. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
like
I don't want to.
Freestyling on top of you naked. You're like, what's going on?
I don't need a pen pal. Meet me at a bar. Let me see your rack.
You are similar to my dad.
Margaritaville. But yeah, I mean, I don't like the pen pal shit. Like talking for like a week back and forth riffing. Come to my house. Like, what
I do
are we
love
doing?
That. I love a busy girl, and then we can see each other on a weekend and just catch up about everything that happened.
Yeah.
Like, or you do like a night check in, whatever. But I've been with people where it's like, let's text 24/7, and I was like,
blows my mind. I'm gonna text at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. What are you doing?
Take me to Hiroshima and pretend it's 1945. Like, let's get over this.
Yeah. So that's when I met her and we like had that like just like crazy firework moment. And then we sat down and I mean, talk about riff. Dude, we got there like 8 and we closed. We were there until like 2:30 in the morning, just talking.
Yeah.
It was like laughs to like really deep stuff back to laughs. It's like effortless, like kind of like river of conversation.
Yeah.
And dude, and then we like kissed at the end. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Oh,
that's boy. The deep
yeah,
stuff.
Dude, then we fingered. No, no.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, no. We just kissed, but our first kiss.
Right.
It was like a movie, dog. Like we were
Peter
walking
Parker?
Together.
I'll let you talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Keeps going. Yeah.
But we were walking. And we just started making out and we were like by like a wall and I pick her up, put her on the wall, legs, and it was just this
and she's like 260.
Yeah. I mean, on a good day.
Yeah.
She's disgusting.
I mean, she's not at all. But like, imagine like if you went, that's something I would do where I would like go and like grab, couldn't lift her.
Oh!
Yeah. Cause I've tried that in the old bedroom and women look at my arms and they go, are you sure about that? And I go, well, who's that a diss at? Is that me or you? Am
yeah,
I weak
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
you, you know?
I think it's at you.
Well, I used.
I love you.
I was
260.
Well, I was 6'3" at one point, 155.
Did you shrink?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How tall are you now?
Similar.
Still 6'3"?
Yeah. But
and you were 260?
No, I was 155.
That's really, really tiny.
So any attempt, I mean, my father, my actual real father.
Oh, the real one.
Who I don't see often. I took off my shirt. He goes, "You look like a Holocaust victim." And I went, "Oh, all right." Thanks,
you're
Pop.
Like, say that back and get on a white side video.
Anne Frank.
He said that to you?
Yeah.
Also, it's not, it's like, his fault. He gave you the fucking genetics.
Yeah, it's his fault.
I think it was actually my mom's side. He was built. He flew F-15s.
Oh.
And then just railed through Guam.
And women.
Yeah.
How long was he in your life for?
He still is. We just don't, I don't know. He was always kind of married to the military. So that was like his, which I genuinely loved for him. Like I didn't, for whatever reason, never had any like ill thoughts or feelings towards that. Like I wanted him to have that. He's like, he was like a real hero.
Yeah.
He liked also banging girls. So I was like, okay.
Goddamn.
This podcast is sponsored for my boys at Ship Station. If you listen to this show, you freaking know we love ShipStation, okay? If you run an e-commerce business as we do, every single freaking merch shop, we have used ShipStation because they're incredible and you know customer reviews have an enormous impact on your business, okay? You need a scalable feature that helps ensure accuracy, get shipments out the door faster, and wow, your customers, okay? Level up your business with ShipStation. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels, okay? It's order fulfillment excellence. Obviously, we do merch, okay?
Merch.
And now we're doing more freaking merch. You know why? Because ShipStation has helped us, okay? Their back end is insane, dude. And their front end is insane, okay? It just synthesized everything. Because listen, we're dumb. If you guys listen to the show, we are dumb, okay? But now with ShipStation, it just makes everything so much easier, dude. It automates your workflow, save time, and reduce human error. We all hate freaking human error, okay? Through
hate
an unlimited number of ways to automate the fulfillment process, okay? How about best-in-class carrier savings? Do you like to save money? Hey, everyone, look at me. Where's my camera? Do you like expect to save money? Yeah, you do, okay? So discounts up to 90% off rates on all the major global carriers, all right? So centralized fulfillment operation, dude, delivers five-star customer experience, all right? And I'm sick of it. If you don't have ShipStation, I don't know what the frick you're doing, okay?
98% of companies that secret ShipStation for a year become customers for life.
Of course they do, dude. Of course they do. So why are your customers get rave reviews with cheaper, faster, and better shipping? Upgrade to ShipStation today and get a 60-day free trial at ShipStation.com and use code SOCKS. There's no credit card or contract required, and you can cancel anytime.
That's ShipStation.com, code SOCKS.
Goddamn.
That's probably not good.
You
for
sound
mom.
Like you'd be great in a blind dating video.
He would.
You should do a video where it's like just like it's like blind dating with my dad, but like you just never talk to him. You just reconnect with him.
Yeah. Okay. Like a girl sits down.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this isn't about you. Why like, did you leave?
And so she's like, huh? So the baseball's over him. And like, he's like, yeah, dude.
Here's my birthday.
Oh.
I think it'd be a funny like inside plot sketch. That'd be like very like Adult Swim or something.
Yeah.
Blind dating video.
So when did he leave the family?
I was like two.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So you were still breastfeeding.
I mean, depends who you ask. I am mad at my mom because apparently her, I forgot what happened
were you
with
powdered
her.
Powdered or her, were you cupped up?
What's up?
Did you get powdered milk or did you just suck her tit?
Thank you. You're welcome. I was powdered.
Get very specific.
You were powder?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why you're at 155, dude.
Yeah, I know. That is true. I got to call her.
Yeah.
Do you think you can make up for it now? Like if I was to get on it now, the good stuff?
Oh, get on the breast milk?
Why we yeah, ever probably. Get off
the TR tit?
It can't be bad.
TR tit, we missed it. It's great joke.
TR tit is great.
Thanks, yeah. Man. I like when we acknowledge it. He said a joke.
That's what we do too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No one allows you to go, that's a good one. Anyways.
Hey, man, I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I'll look for it in the comments.
Affirmations.
I don't know why everybody got off breast milk. It's not like it's bad for us. What are they putting in it? Fent? What are they, like, why?
I think at some point it's a little weird to suck tits and we have to you go on our own and find buffaloes and hunt it. That's why I think we eventually got off it. Yeah.
That's when you like, get cut off.
Yeah, I mean, have you had breast? We should drink breast milk on the show just to see what it like, to see what
I
it tastes like.
Just like
I think it's a little gamey.
Is it?
You think so? I feel like it is, actually.
Yeah, it feels like you'd be like, oh, that's just.
It's like, you ever had raw chocolate? You're like, ugh, I wish I never had this
yeah,
in my
what
mouth.
Is that? No, you ever like eat dog food? Let's move on. Guys, how.
So there is no age limit. You could technically live off it forever.
What are we doing?
Hold there's no on. Age limit, bro, like legally?
Get me on an episode of Survivor. Let me get a Prego shoddy with me. That's infinite right there. I don't know what she would eat, but
I know what she would eat, dog.
Penis?
Yeah.
Welcome baby. To a white side video.
Hold on. So you're trying to tell me right now that you can live off like there's enough vitamin stuff that you're a full grown person and you can live off breast milk.
It's like a meal replacement. Wow.
The fact that why don't
what
they
what was your name one more time?
Jack.
Jack, and I mean this in the nicest way. You look like you live off breast milk.
Dude, he goes on like 7-day juice cleanses for no reason.
You look like you like woke up to a warm glass next to your bed. And you're like, oh, I didn't finish this last night. Thank
it's
goodness.
It's warm because the sun
thank
was you. Beating in on his apartment with no blinds.
There's no blinds, dude. Yeah, yeah. He has just a mattress
Jack's
in the middle
great.
Of the floor.
He flies back to Philly every week for his wife and then comes to record the episode and then does juice cleanses when he's here.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. Yeah, he's an
Are
American.
You a football guy?
I am when Jack's in the room.
Hell yeah.
Right. I'm a college football fan. I'm not
college football is great.
As much NFL.
What's your team, dude?
Kentucky.
That makes sense. Yeah. Are they good?
Never.
Never.
Mm. Never.
But they're in the SEC, which is just a tough place to be in.
Basketball, yeah, though. Yeah. Basketball. No?
Yeah. But, I mean, okay. we haven't been great in the last like few years. But that's my coolest experience, I got to interview John Calipari in his office in Kentucky.
Wow.
The first picture ever taken of me was a Kentucky hat, my little incubator.
He was in Batman.
That's awesome.
Who?
He was in Batman.
John Calipari.
Batman?
Who is this?
That's the Penguin.
He's the, yeah, that's the close. Penguin.
So you were Dwight Howard.
Oh, in the show?
In the show. For how long were we with him? Like a month?
No, 7 days.
Oh.
When did he kiss you?
Is he in?
Yes.
Is he on the Brady shit?
Yes.
Is he? Wait, what do you mean?
There's rumors.
Dwight Howard?
Yes.
Oh, he did talk about that in there.
Yes.
What did he say?
He was like, people just said I got with a dude and I didn't. And I was like, okay. He has a wife, apparently. It's a very nice ring. I think it was like, it looks like it's like at least $500,000.
Whoa. The
his
wife?
Wedding band.
Oh, his wedding band.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a very, very, very rich man. Defensive player.
Big boy.
Of the
and
year,
I like, sat next to him and he just kept on eating chicken wings and farting.
And
just
what?
Absolutely throwing
just
gas
ass?
Down my throat. Yeah. I felt.
Do they seem like more professional fart? Like, he's like, well, that's an NBA fart right there.
It did feel. Well, he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. While I was in there.
So
and I was
cool.
like one of the first people to give him a hug because he couldn't tell his
so
family.
Cool.
Why couldn't they?
Because we were stuck inside. We couldn't have any form of contact. We couldn't go outside. Didn't have phones or technology.
So better heady. Being without your phone for a week?
I felt the most alive I felt since I was a kid.
Yeah. What did you, sorry to ruin the show. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of the show, but like what did you do?
So the concept, there's 12 of us inside what looked like a prison. And then it was $1 million prize fund. So we would eat like rice and like 8 beans for like lunch. Like literally, I lost 15 pounds when I was in there.
Oh, wow.
8 beans?
Yeah. And like sometimes you get 2 kernels of corn, like actually just 2 kernels. And you'd be like, this is sick. But if you wanted a meal upgrade, it was say $5,000. Or if you wanted alcohol, $2,500.
I'm understanding.
And then you'd buy it and then it would come out of everyone's prize money. Yeah. And then people would yell at each other. And
Yeah. And did you ever self-sabotage everyone? Be like, fuck you. I'm going to can of raviolis.
I was the only person they've ever had to not spend money.
Really?
Yeah.
You spent $0.
Zero.
Well,
so
who spent
that's why I lost 15. There was a girl named Bree who spent one day, she spent over $200,000.
On what?
She bought immunity. And she's really
like
just
the vitamins?
So there's a challenge where we could go in and the next challenge, however much you spend, you got immunity. So the minimum you could do was $1. And the maximum you could do was $200,000. And it's only $1 million in there. So I went in and I was like, $1. I'm a good little boy.
Yeah.
And then she came out and was like $200,000. And I was like, that sucks. Because then you're taking that money away also from whoever might be the winner.
And did she look like that, have that type of personality? You're like, yeah.
I think she was pretty excited about it.
Mm. Ugh.
Yeah.
Whoever she is, whoever you are, ugh. How about that?
She's Nick Cannon's baby mama.
Which one?
The newest.
He has a basketball team for
like
a family.
Seasons.
He actually has I think he has a full football team.
As well. He what?
She's on Selling Sunset, the show.
I fucking hate her. I don't even know her, but I hate her.
It was crazy. $200,000. And it was like, oh, I'm probably going to get voted out after this anyway. So might as well like take the money with it. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, I feel like that's something I would unfortunately do.
If I'm
already going out,
yeah,
you're like, nobody's getting this money.
But did she know that she was
getting some Oreos on the way out?
Did she know that she was going out though?
She could definitely tell it wasn't looking good for her.
So she bought the immunity, but then the next time that came around, she was out.
But once we found out it was her, then it's like, okay, you got one immunity, and the next time, and then everyone's
gone.
For you.
Did she act like she didn't buy it?
For like a second, but she didn't really care.
What? Who did that? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So 7 days, and then you guys split the winnings at the end, or one person wins. Oh,
yeah.
Did you win?
And I mean, it already came out. So spoilers, if you want to watch the show,
play here for 10 seconds. Did you win?
I got a second. And then at the end, my friend Aisha. She has like a family and stuff. So I gave her the money.
Humble.
Aww. What?
How much was second place?
Ugh, he did this for pussy.
Zero. I walked away with zero. She got $303,000.
Wow.
I think you're not thinking short term. I think you're thinking long term.
So really, I'm a master manipulator.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which I love about you.
That's actually the title of this episode.
Master manipulator.
With the white background.
You felt manipulated every time you've been with me, right?
Only the first time.
Well, this is the second time.
I've been really failing then because I've been trying. That sucks.
That's really nice of you. I think you're a good man.
Are you AI? Like, what, is Sam Altman inside of you?
Who?
She would let him.
So, was there...
I'll take it back. The phone, I would love to hear about like you not having a phone and you feeling like your like emotions came back. I just put those words in your mouth, but I'd love to hear
anything in there. I was sitting.
Highly relaxed.
No, I mean, it's 7 humans and it's not like you can do a phone fast now. The person you're talking to has their phone out or they're worried about their Apple Watch, whatever it is. So this, no one had it. Like I haven't connected with other human beings. It feels like, you know, I think there's some like test of we should only be in tribes of 100 or 200.
Yeah.
And like, that's when we're the happiest. I genuinely like felt things and like I'm not a very emotional person. I cried in there.
Really?
When he got like the Hall of Fame, I was like hugging him.
It's very cool.
It was
beautiful. Were you scrolling on humans like it was social media, like you're talking to somebody like and boring, you turn to the next and boring.
I wanted to at times. I definitely
That's
wanted
awesome.
To.
And then how quickly did you check your phone the second it was done?
The moment I got out.
Dude, there's something online that I see where people like go and they don't see eyesight for 3 days. They go blind for 3 days and they take it off in the wilderness and they always cry. I think that was the equivalent to this.
Have you seen those? 100%. I could show you guys the end. I don't know if you'd care, but
please.
I'd love to see it.
And were people getting freaky in that house? I mean, let's get to the chase.
They provided condoms.
Whoa.
Yeah, but nobody had sex. We used them as balloons.
That was the most Christian thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is a BYU content house?
Yeah, no one.
And also, if they say no, like you're just sitting there like, for 7 days. Like, remember when you tried to hunt on Tuesday?
Right.
I would just shout at the door.
Okay, right. I'm a little bit of a pansy in this, but it's the top left one. And imagine, I had been feeling emotions for 7 days.
Sure.
I think you're one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met.
Trying to hit. And to be here with anyone. No, she's really nice.
Yeah.
If you would like to win $303,050, the black lever, you'll get that.
Why doesn't she believe you?
You should win.
Actually, do you have any questions for Zach?
You deserve it.
Do you think he's bluffing?
Part of me doesn't.
Oh. Oh my. Dude, good guy.
What a good guy.
She deserved it.
Dude, I'll cry. That's
actually beautiful. I want
that's
to
incredible,
like,
man.
Why would I? You're such a nice thing, an incredible thing to do.
Goddamn.
The thing is about this ad is like, I never know what to do. Psych! What's that? What is that at the
door?
That's
the sound of my cock walking down the street after I take Blue Chew.
Oh my God. It's walking down the street
cock
now?
Walk.
Whoa! Blue Cockzilla?
Chew. Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
I mean, I don't even understand what you're doing
you
with your life.
You don't understand anything.
I don't.
It's a chewable tablet with the same active ingredients as Viagra,
Cialis,
and Levitra.
Bless you.
It's Blue Chew wants to make you have better sex. That's
yeah.
it. Okay?
That's all it is. And a lot of young people are like, oh, I don't have trouble. Oh, yeah? What about round two?
What about two?
About when your partner looks at you and goes, you know, I'm horned up. Let me get that round two. And you go, oh, well, my dick's inside of me. Oh, yeah? It won't
Not
be
anymore.
With freaking Blue Chew. All
right? That round two, it gets you right back in action quicker than ever.
Oh, my God. And it delivers right to your freaking door, dude.
None
it's street packaging.
Stupid freaking pharmacy. My cock doesn't work. My blood pressure's too high.
You don't
got
a freaking Piggly Wiggly and ask for fucking just a cream anymore. It goes right to your freaking door. All right? All right, and that's all we got. If we haven't convinced you now at this point, you're a lost cause, all right? So guys, this isn't just about performance, okay? It's about legacy or that third leg. I see. You get
boom,
the freaking
boom, boom.
Joke, okay? Get her group chat something to talk about, okay? You know when you lay it down, they're talking about it, okay? They're talking about it, okay? Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew, okay? So discover your options at BlueChew.com, all right? And we got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free.
And we got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code SOCKS at checkout, cut to Michael, and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to Blue Chew for details and safety information. And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Head.
God damn. Well, the one part they cut out is the camera cuts back to Zach and he goes.
I was like. And she's
She's like, what? She's pushing black.
Take the money back. Take the money. Dude, that's awesome.
Put it back in the sky.
Yeah. Just a bunch of condoms in there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's incredible.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy. Experience.
Had you not done that, you would have won, or you guys would have had to battle.
So the challenge was a bunch of colors, and then I would go out of the room. She would pick a color.
This
if
is
I
reading
came back
rainbow?
In, reading rainbow. Yeah. So I would have won technically.
And you would have won the $300K.
Yeah.
Wow.
When did you make that decision for yourself? I'm sorry to make this entire interview, but this is very
no. Yeah. So we had played a game before where it was. Six safes, six competitors, and you would go in one at a time, pick a safe, open it, and then you were kind of trying to bluff whether you had a ticket in there or not. So there's two tickets to the finals. I was the first person to go in. I opened it. I have one to the finals. I close it. And then everyone came in after me, and they were like, Zach, is there a ticket? I said, yes, there is. Like, if you want it, go. But everybody thought I was just gaslighting
them. Right.
Yeah. So nobody picked mine, but I was like, I have a ticket. Like, they sent me to the finals and then, I just kind of figured,
That's awesome.
I knew Aisha for a while. Like she's been through some things that, I'll keep off the internet, but I just care about her. So
did you know her before
the
show?
Okay. Yeah.
Did you, and you said obviously no phones. So you connected like very deeply with her as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody in there. I mean, it was weird. Like Dwight's like, you got to come to my like Hall of Fame acceptance speech. Yeah. Like your family. I'm like, this is crazy. Cause you get so, I mean, it is so deep. You can get with people with just 7 days of, no phone. It's really wild.
Well, imagine each night it gets like stronger and stronger connection. Cause the first night you're kind of excited. You're chatting. Second night it's fun. You're picking up. Night four, I mean, I would know their middle names. I would know everything about them.
Yeah.
I would know what they taste like.
And it's only like, 40-minute episodes. But, I mean, you're talking for literally 16 hours straight. That's all you're doing.
Did you have – I found myself, because I'm always on my phone, that when I'm talking to someone in not a work setting, I feel awkward. Like, there's those awkward moments and you start to panic and like – I never used to have that before technology. I was like, you know, you know how to talk to someone. I feel like I've lost a little bit of that. Did you feel like there were days of that before you got your bearings on like how to communicate with people? Does that question make sense?
Yeah, not me personally. I could definitely tell some other people had that. Just anxiety. And like Aisha, I mean, she's like, I don't like leaving my house because I have like such social anxiety and like I don't like talking to people. And then that's what really I enjoyed is she came so much out of her shell and she was, you know, finding friends for life. So I don't know, proud of her. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that's what prison is like?
Very similar. Jack.
I mean, it's similar to that.
Jack's
but
like,
then
I
you
had
get,
to go to prison.
Yeah. It's like a bird's tailgate, if you ask me.
Let's go birds, dude. Yeah, you just got to go to one bird's tailgate. You will get in a fight. And then you go to prison.
Yeah, I don't think so. First of all, there's women in this. There's a prize in this with
well,
money.
It depends on what prison you go to. You could probably, you can find some women.
Oh.
Yeah. Who, dude, if you're there for over 7 years, all that doesn't matter. There's no gender.
That is
there's
true.
Just holes. Is there a difference? No. I'm saying after 7 years, there's no difference.
There is no difference.
If I come out after 7 years and you go, where are you at? And I'm like, I had a ton of sex. There's so much butt pussy in here.
Dude, if you come out of jail and you have the V line, you're a dog.
That's what I mean, it's pointing to the good stuff.
Missing all your teeth. What happened? Not
so
gonna
nobody,
talk about
nobody
it.
In the show. I mean, was there any good drama moments?
Yeah.
I mean, I could also I should just watch the show.
I mean, people were going at each other's throats.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Anybody swing?
No, but it got really crazy. I mean, they even cut out a lot.
Really?
Sketch is going on a tirade right now on TikTok, just like going after people.
Why? What happened? What's he?
He was mad at the way that these two people were treating each other. And I was like, I don't know. I try to stay out of it as much as I can.
Yeah.
How many people were on the show?
12.
Did they feel like everything you did on there? You're like, oh, I was portrayed this or do they?
Yeah, I was, I definitely had some other things that were funnier.
Yeah.
That was in there, but
it's the hard part about reality is like they control your narrative.
Yeah.
They can literally make the best person look like an asshole.
Yeah.
And vice
I mean,
versa.
I definitely came off, I think, is an okay thing.
Yeah.
But,
you donated $300K.
Yeah. But, so, and they're also editing for storyline. It's like, how does this move the story along rather than, oh, that's a funny, silly thing? Because I would go up to the cameras and do like a full monologue just straight into like whoever's watching me.
Yeah.
And those would be cut out. And then there were cameras facing into the showers. And they could move because someone's operating them. And everybody would tell them to move the cameras. And I would like look it into the eyes.
Great.
And I was like, we're about to be in this together.
Yeah.
And did they keep that in?
No.
What?
Because you asked for the footage.
And that's a lot of footage. Terabytes. They need to cover it all.
So you had to pay money to take a hot shower. And it wasn't like a cold shower at home. It's like they made it extra cold.
Yes.
It was awful. And it was like, I've been in points in my life, obviously it's a comedy podcast, but I've been in points in my life where I haven't been able to like afford food and I've been whatever. So when people were like spending tens of thousands of dollars on like a meal and a drink, it's like, I can't justify someone sitting at home wanting to eat the rice and beans that everyone's complaining about. And then like, and I didn't take it out on anybody else and be like, well, it's just like my own little moral thing of, if I can't last a week eating this, it's like, come on, you know?
And was for breakfast too, rice and beans?
Breakfast, it was no sugar, no salt, nothing inside. Like
so average white
really,
household?
Yeah. Really slopped like oatmeal.
Mm. Wow.
Did you fully get off? Was there sugar there?
You could buy it.
You could.
Sneak a Jolly Rancher.
So you got off sugar for a week?
Yeah, I was off sugar. I was off everything.
What was most expensive, or like, what were the type of things people could buy? Like, what was the common item? I saw a clip of Sketch buying like wine and Pringles.
Yeah, wine. Sketch was just getting drunk. He was getting Pringles. Everybody's getting meal upgrades. You could buy like a cornhole set. Somebody bought one of those, which was actually we needed.
Oh, for entertainment. Oh,
like, because there was nothing, to do in there. Yeah, yeah. It was nothing. We had to buy couch cushions to not sit on concrete. Fuck?
But it started at a million.
Started at a million.
The prize works way down to 300K.
Yeah, yeah.
And where did you sleep? Did you guys have beds?
There was a communal room.
And no one got fingered?
There were they cut it out, but there were some girls going into certain guys' beds. And
there we go.
Not mine.
They cut that out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, only you guys care about
to compete with Love Island?
I didn't get why they did that. And I had like the love story arc in it. So I was like, I kept on trying to ask this girl out and just kept on getting denied.
Really?
Just the whole time. And we then had, we
should have bought her like a Skittle or something.
Yeah, come on. It's like 20 grand.
It's a green Skittle.
20 grand, one Skittle.
So this girl, so the producers and like the crew, they all really liked me or whatever because I'd go talk to them and we would just like have jokes. But they saw that this girl like wasn't entertaining it. Not in a bad way. It's just like she wasn't vibing with it for whatever reason at the time. And then
what an idiot.
Was it right out of the shower?
Yeah.
It's nice and cold. She's like, I'm not.
Yeah. A Skittle. You already have one.
That's.
Is that a joystick?
Oh my God. That's a big clitoris. So we had temptation rooms. So like one guy.
What is that?
What is that?
So
they would send us in the studio. Alec, cover your Christian ears.
They would send us in. So like one guy, he hadn't been eating. Okay. This was only 24 hours. He gave in $30,000.
I'd give in six.
To eat Wingstop.
Oh, I thought it was a different temptation room.
No, so it'd be for the individual. So
wait, he was six. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you talk. I'm being a bad host. He, in 6 hours of being on the show, he got Wingstop?
I think it was less than 24 hours. they sent him
who
in.
Who is this, Rick Ross?
Yeah, I know. Fuck? They sent him in and it was like, do you want to spend $30,000 from Wingstop? He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, and then he was immediately voted out because we figured it out because it shows the prize fund every day going down, like how much it went down.
And does we're it say all like what was deducted? Like 30K for
it doesn't
wings.
Show what. So oh, it we doesn't. Had to we oh, had to like find out from each other.
It'd be really funny if it showed what it was.
I would just start smelling people's fingers.
Right.
This is Buffalo.
That's,
get out.
That's what he did. So he afterwards it shows him. He goes and brushes his teeth and washes his hands. And then he comes in and somebody smelled his breath and they're like, it feels like you just brushed your teeth.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I want to be on the show. That sounds awesome.
I'll tell him you should go on it.
Dude, and 7 days great. A month, that's too long. 7 days.
Be honest with me. After what he said, do you think you'll last 7 days?
Dude,
I think you'll last 7 hours.
Good.
Good. I'm good.
Give me a fleshlight and a can of Pringles and see, you know, 75K goes away.
Yeah. I know you said there's condoms. Are those like in the, you have to pay for them?
You have to pay for
no,
those
are free.
That's funny if you have to pay for those. You're like, yeah. I guess we got a raw dog. So what was the temptation room?
Temptation room. It was just a separate room.
Oh, that's where you'd
they
buy
tempted.
The shit?
Well, no. There was a store, so it had a list of what you could buy for the day.
Cool.
And then there was a temptation room where you could go in, and usually they just randomly call you like Zach to the temptation room, and you'd go in, and it was a very specific temptation for you.
Oh, was it tailored towards things that you liked?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
and
I
what
went
was
in
yours.
Was
it
BBW
Lady Boys?
For me,
but two jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, two things are.
And I would just like bow and be like, thank you.
So what was in your
yin
temptation
and yang
room?
Of genders. They.
Is this your father? You're
so
like,
I'd been hitting.
You love the military.
I'd been hitting on the girl the whole week. So we had like talked about what her dream date would be. And she explained it to me. It was like this picnic, like this spread of food. And I walk in. They'd change the room to grass. They put down a big blanket with as much food as you can think of and all the sweets and pillows and a basket and wine.
This is like a scene from like Hook when all the food comes out.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it was.
God. Was she in there?
So I walk in.
Does she have the food on her? I'll let you talk. I'm so excited.
She's under the blanket. Hello, Zach.
So I walk in and I know the crew's just messing with me at this point because I walk in and it's all this and she's already rejected me and I just look at the cameras and I'm like, I'm going to look like the biggest creep in the entire world. And then I just hear Sydney to the temptation room.
Oh no.
So he's
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Thomas.
I know the name.
Yeah, yeah.
I know the name.
Sweetheart. She was just here like 10 minutes ago.
That was who was standing there?
Was she there?
The
was
blonde?
She doing DraftKings lady?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was her?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She said no to you?
You won. She's here. You got out of the house.
Well, I mean, I didn't say it was no forever. Hey. But just in the show, it was no initially.
She said no to you. I'm furious.
So I go in the room and then it's like all the spread and it's like blah, 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 blah. Zach Justice, here's $30,000 if you want to have a date with Sydney. And then I'm like, okay, I don't want to look, she's not going to take this. I don't want the rejection. So I'm just going to say no. I'll go back and I'll say it was something else that I didn't take.
Yeah.
And they're like, Sydney to the Temptation Room. Oh my God. So she comes in and she's like giggling. Oh my God, this is what, and she's like, well, $30,000 is a lot of money. And I was like, of course, like, we're not going to take this. Right, like, right. Thank you for the next rejection. You like, go hang out with everybody else. And then they lock the door and they're like, you guys must mull it over for 30 minutes.
That is a date.
Yeah. So we're just sitting there like, and then she's like,
you're slowly eating food. Like, we should never do this. I would never want to go on this date. I would.
God damn.
You know, wow. The show is big when people start making edits of you.
There are so many edits.
That's awesome.
It's,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, me too.
Thank for the show, but also the edits.
Thank you for the edits.
Man, why don't more people make edits? I get like one edit. One time, an edit popped off and they said, ain't no way they're making Trevor Walls edits. I've been getting a lot of like Johnny Manziel highlights on my TikTok.
Who also used to be with Brie. Shout out.
What Brie?
The girl in the show who spent the $200K. She was married to Johnny Manziel for a second.
She went from Johnny Manziel to Nick Cannon?
She's
from a guy
out.
With the cannon to a guy with the cannon.
She's hanging out.
Let me tell you something, man. We know you have a fire vagina. If you go from you go from famous person to famous person. I mean, you
things
got,
are working
got,
out. Things, I mean,
yeah, things are going good.
Yeah,
going
good.
The girl that was just here was Nick Cannon's.
No.
Oh. It's a different one.
Different one.
That was your love.
Yes.
Okay. I lost my train of thought. Oh, that song.
How can we go back to be?
But it's so sad. It's this clip of Johnny Manziel, and I love college football too. I think it's so fun to watch. It goes like this: kid interviews him on the street. He's like, so who are you? What are you? He's like, oh, I'm John Manziel, and I used to play football. Then it cuts his highlights of that song.
I know. I've seen it. It's,
dude, that hurts.
It's so sad.
I want to like go back in time and be like his guardian angel. I'm like, Johnny.
Okay, we're going to have to do less coke and more crawls.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the sorority down.
Yeah.
Less key bumps, more play actions.
I get a lot of those about Cam Newton, too. Mm. Like, he had a decent career, though. But,
oh, yeah. Dude, he had an MVP. He did
great career.
But I still, like,
Horrible closet.
It's sad. Like, there's like an edit of just like who we used to be.
That song can make anything sad.
Yeah.
He's also doing great now. I'm actually very proud of him.
Yeah.
For going from like MVP to like going from bouncing from team to team to team. Everyone's like, you're washed up, blah, blah, blah. That's got to be hell.
Yeah.
And then you pick yourself up and now you're a crazy media dude. I mean, that's, you know,
it's not
good
bad.
For him.
Yeah.
Bounce back, dude.
And however, I saw him once at some event, whatever they have him listed at, bigger.
Really?
Massive man.
Well, I mean, Dwight Howard is bigger.
Oh, he's massive. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever sat or like someone that big. I don't know. I've never interfaced with someone like that.
I stood next to Wemby once.
Wow.
And it was like,
wow,
incredible. I was like, this is not right.
Well, dude, Wemby next to someone like Dwight Howard, Howard looks silly.
Yeah.
I mean, did you look at Wemby's hands? I know that's like weird, but did you look down? You have to.
Yeah.
You're staring right at his dick.
I thought I was
probably
in Australia. There's like a little spider or something. I was like, what is that?
Holy shit. That's awesome. Real quick before we get into two fan questions, and we'll get you out of here and back to your own studio. And thank you so much for letting us use your space today.
Fun, anytime,
thank
dude.
Thank you, Zach Justice. This is almost as nice as the 300K, if not nicer.
$303K.
$50.
Wow. I mean, you could at least kept the 50.
I asked for it.
You did?
In the thing, I was like, can I get the 50? She's like, yeah. So
you got the 50?
Not yet. I don't know if the money's hitting her.
Venmo
yeah.
request.
Yeah. What was Sketch like for 7 days? Because people always want to know, is Sketch a character? Like, is that a character? Is that a bit? But like,
I love him so much.
He's great.
I think he is so funny. He's a lot wittier than people understand he is.
Yeah.
He understands. And he knows what. And he's
we're talking about a dog.
Yeah.
He understands when he's called.
No, he's he kind of come here.
Yeah,
that's it.
He's really smart.
He pees outside. Good for him.
Even when I spell out walk, he knows.
But someone that comes off as, I don't know, an underdog so much. I just love his like humor too. It comes off as not trying.
No, he's very witty. He's quick with it.
Yeah,
his streams are great. That's awesome, man. So what was the average thing that most people were buying on the show? And how much did that cost?
Meal upgrades were probably like $3,000 to $5,000. Meal upgrades?
A meal upgrades.
And then alcohol.
And what would a meal upgrade be? Like ranch?
No, it'd be like a burger and fries.
Ooh. And how much did that cost?
From the normal thing. From like the couple beans or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How much did that cost?
I think it was like $3,000, $5,000, somewhere around
Postmates
there.
Really got to chill with these rates. That's insane. And was it like good food?
I don't know. I didn't have it. But I think so.
I would smell someone's breath.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Dude, the meal upgrades is something I think I might fuck around with. Like, maybe not day one, But day six, I'm going
to
do a meal upgrade.
Do you think they try to like mess with you? You know, like Cinnabon, they put like scent in the air, I think, to like make it smell.
Like a casino?
They put like burgers, or they like walk the burger through.
Well, it was so different because all the girls were just yelling at it, or like they're always conspiring and in big drama.
Yeah.
And like one of the girls in it, she was like, I know Zach and Max are over there conspiring right now. And then it cuts to me and Max be like, what dog do you think everybody is in here? It's just the guys were so much different. And then we realized they were plotting against us. And we're like, we got a game plan. We haven't even attempted a game plan. But we were really excited because one of the guys, Mark, he bought a ball, just a bouncy ball.
He's a dog.
And we played how close can you get it to the wall for hours.
I mean, that sounds so fun.
Because they bought it for the team, which is good. Kind of like cornhole.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this was based in the UK, but it's global. All did you like notice a spike in your like UK following? Or like do you get any analytics on how big the show did besides trending and charts?
No. I just know, I guess it was number one in the UK, and then definitely a ton of people from the UK have DM'd me, especially after the finale.
Yeah. Did you get a big bump in following?
I think it's probably like 60,000 over the last like week.
How many nudes? Like, how's that going?
I mean, a lot of women are like,
yeah, a couple of Banes and types. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you literally did exactly what you're supposed to do to get the most vagina possible.
And listen,
and I'm not saying you did it for that. I'm just saying
he's
math.
A good guy.
I know.
No, I'm a bad person.
Yeah, well, I was going
to
say,
remember
like,
I wasn't nice to you?
They see a good guy in the show.
Or I didn't talk or whatever
forgive
it was.
Forgive you.
Thank you. Did you already get the new phone? How much are you getting paid?
My dad bought me this.
She comes from a rich family.
Okay, good.
It's good to know.
Not being paid a lot.
Correct. And you'll never ask for a raise because you come from a good family.
Yeah, I'm a Christian, yeah.
So what does that mean?
What did that matter?
You're a Christian? So when you want to ask a raise, ask big man upstairs.
Yeah.
G-O-D. You got Zell?
J-E-S.
Jet Suite?
He works at my, around my house sometimes. The funny thing is, that's his actual name.
Jesus.
Jesus, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel like
we share plums.
Women might watch the show. What did you say?
We share plums, Jesus and I.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Meal upgrade. Give him a fucking meal upgrade.
Yeah. All
right. I feel like when we're going to watch it on the show, I'm like, wow, this is like the sweetest guy ever. Oh, he makes content on YouTube. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Cut to you. It's a white psych. And you're like, you're a whore. Your dad didn't love you. You got trash bags on your chest.
That's what everybody saw. They're like, I didn't know you had a soul. I thought you kind of just gave that up for like
Lent.
Okay views on
YouTube. Yeah, but we all up it for the videos. It's all like, you know. It's entertainment.
Yeah, we're all nice people.
But what always throws me off is like a girl, like back when I go on dates, a girl would be like, I thought you were just some like giant frat douchebag asshole. I'm like, so why did you go on a date with me? Like you were expecting that version of me to show up?
Yo, what up,
Ted? What up?
Yeah.
Cybertruck.
Yeah, I like thought.
Just yelling Cybertruck at a date is so funny.
They went into the date thinking I was that guy.
That's when I knew I had to get rid of my Cybertruck was when you.
When I made fun of it?
You're making fun of a Cybertruck and you're like, hey, Zach, can you come be in this video?
You had one. And I didn't know anybody that had one.
Well, yeah. Well, at first, so I was one of the first 1,000 people to get it. I'm not saying that as a flex. I'm saying you used to get high fives for it.
Yeah.
And people were like, dude, that's so cool. And then
something happened.
I got T-boned, thankfully. And
did your car, I feel like it would have zero dents.
No, they hit the battery somehow and it looked pretty good. Their car was
gone.
What'd they have?
I got totaled. They had like an Odyssey.
Honda.
Yeah.
Honda.
A family. There's only one person there. But yeah, I totaled it. And then I was like, this is perfect timing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then they started drawing swastikas on them.
Oh, so you got it pre.
And then you had two on yours.
Mm.
Yeah. I had the SS on mine.
Stiff socks. All right.
Yeah.
And what did you get? What car did you get now?
Rivian.
Great.
Rivian, you love a good battery.
That's a parallel move.
It's a. It's like
a Portland Cybertruck.
Exactly. And people don't look at you. And
do you like
think,
it? Good range?
I love it. Yeah, it's like 400 miles.
Jesus.
And then I can charge it on my house. Like that's the best.
It's awesome.
I have so many compartments.
Never have to go to a gas station again.
0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds.
Shut up.
I mean, that would annihilate a crossing guard.
What?
So what he's saying is his sex is so...
It's so quick.
Let's get you on the show.
All right.
We have two questions and we'll get you out of here. And again, thank you for letting us use your space and your time.
This is from Steven. He wants to know, what's your go-to move when you're losing an argument?
Ooh.
That's good.
I think I know where he's going to go with this.
I haven't lost one. I try not to get in arguments where I know, like, I try to assess beforehand where I'm like, is there any odds I'm going to lose this? I am pretty confrontational though. Like if we play basketball, like I usually almost get in a fight every time.
That's when you use the card.
Yeah. That's when that's when I cash it in. Bing bong. I don't know. That's a good question. I pretend like I was right and like probably Google some supporting data, even though I know it's wrong. Like I'll lead the witness of Google. I'm like, see, like one article said it, even though every other article.
Or just show you giving a woman $300K and you're actually, like, you're really going to insult me.
Yeah.
You're going to argue with me. I'm a philanthropist for women.
You know, streaming, just show the thing. Yeah.
What's your go-to to win an argument?
My go-to to win the argument, cry. I start crying like a lot. I bring up the fact that my dad left or
family. You have parents? They're together?
I do. Together.
I picked up on that.
Yeah. His?
No, definitely not.
Gone.
There's a hope in your eyes. It's okay.
Yeah. And mine is just depressed. Just thinking about what I can jump off of. And the other one is I always go, right, I understand that's what I said, but you're not understanding the intent in which I meant it.
Damn.
That is so convoluted. Oh, you're I don't even know what I said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a new argument now.
Yes. Because there's so much nuance.
That's the mansplaining CEO.
Correct. You have no idea what's happening. I'm coming at you from all angles.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I said I cheated, but you don't know the context of what I said it in.
You put them in a lone survivor situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make them think they're delusional.
Yeah. Gaslight is what
Let's
they call
see which
it.
One of you guys makes it out.
Yeah.
It was Mark Wahlberg.
Question?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
You should wait.
You should wait?
So you're gaining weight.
Oh.
No, guys, it's a... when did we become... we're not a comedy podcast anymore.
Oh, wow.
No, what I do is I hold on to the thing that I've been holding on for like 7 months. And be like, oh, yeah, I guess it means nothing like when I picked up your stepdad from the airport. I guess it means nothing when I drove to LaGuardia at peak traffic.
Could I give you something to piggyback off the fat thing?
My pants are
not that's fine.
Buttoned.
I know. But you could yell at them...
And that was a bit.
So if they're yelling at you, you yell at them, you're already fat enough, don't take up the whole conversation too. That's just something you might want to direct their way. It could work.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
And you could also say, yes, I do make sense, but you ate all the my finer points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you just fat. Go, like either of those, all of those work.
Yeah.
And that's if you really want to hurt them.
Or you could just throw raw meat on the ground, she'll get distracted and you run out.
We're back on the dog notion here.
There we go. Bark, bark.
Look at you. Look at all those LBs. I don't know.
Yeah. There would be room for me to talk, but you'd fill up the room.
Yeah.
Similar.
Mm.
Yeah. Instead of oatmeal, eat Ozempic, you fat whore. Maybe that's too much.
Because then you have the sexual angle too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or you could just be like, the world would be better if you blew your head off. If you want to be direct.
Yeah.
Less jokes. Less blinking.
And there's so much sugar inside that body that you could feed ants for weeks.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is why I went to the gym this morning.
What does that mean?
He said this stuff to you?
This is why I went to the gym this morning instead of picked you up.
Are you a type 1 baddie or a type 2?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Diabetes?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have diabetes yet.
Could have fooled me.
Okay, well, I think you're still at the gym the way you're running that mouth. Can we cut that mic? This is a bit. Allie's great. Allie does so much
like
for me.
It. Every time she talks, you really
I say it for
venom.
Legal reasons.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Go ahead.
Tell them what you appreciate about me. Tell Zach.
Do you still work with me?
Oh.
You bring me coffee every day? You encourage me?
I was going to say comfort.
I do.
It was comfort.
She gives me shoulder massages with the lights low.
That's great, man.
I don't.
You still have that girlfriend?
Oh, no. That was a bit. Yeah.
I give you
But
advice.
I was going to put that in Q3. Anyways, one final question. Yep.
What's the dumbest hill you're willing to die on?
Oof.
It doesn't have to be dumb. It can be any
Normandy?
Hill.
Normandy was a beach. Less of a hill, more
the
of a beach.
The second I said it, I got nothing. I go, that's probably not geographically correct. Mm-mm. What's a hill I'm willing to die on?
I mean, I know mine, but we'll have Zach go first.
Lead the way.
Oh, I think we addressed it in our social content, but I'm willing to die on that hand jobs are better than blowjobs.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, it's for me, it's not even close. and I'll battle anyone.
It's a hand you're willing to die.
For me, I'm not even close. So,
you know.
From coming.
Yes.
Meant.
From the edge.
Put that in your stand-up.
Put that in my stand-up. Are you my uncle?
Just start standing to random people. Put that in your stand-up.
Yeah. Put that in your stand-up.
Thanks for the coffee. Put that in your stand-up.
Put that in your skits. I mean, literally, if I had a gun.
A hill I'm willing to die on is
real skits. Oh,
skits
is tough. People say that about stand-up too. You can put this in one of your skits. Excuse me? Hill I'm willing to die on is people. What's that?
No, go ahead.
A hill I'm willing to die on is people who reverse into their parking spots or pick me. Well, it's faster getting out. Yeah, but it's slower getting in. It's the same thing.
It's also move out of my fucking way. Dude, also,
and there's certain cars that don't deserve. There's certain cars that don't deserve it. You got a beautiful, nice, fresh car wash. Sure, reverse in. But when you're reversing in an 03 Civic, it's missing a hubcap. It's got a Bentley ornament on it.
Yeah.
Just
you're going to leave your kid in the back anyway.
Park it sideways.
I don't understand the glow up transition videos.
Mm.
Of like I just did my makeup all good, but like beforehand, they're like, I got to look like a bridge troll, so this transition's good. But it's like, but that's the actual you.
Oh, interesting.
Mm.
Right.
But it's like,
right.
That's you.
It's like Pimp My Ride. The under all of the TVs and Aqua Bowls, fish bowls.
But it's not even like they're ugly, but like they really try to look as worse as possible. So like when they do their makeup, they're like, look who's hot now. It's like, okay.
Are you talking about like the ones that would like clearly try to look bad, like really smudge stuff on their face and put like dots or?
No, I just don't like just got up in the morning. Look how, like, it's like you're portraying, look how ugly and disgusting I am in the morning. Like, that's what you're trying to portray. And then you're like, now I'm hot. It's like, well.
But the
it doesn't feel
beginning
like you love
product.
Yourself. Yeah. It feels really, it kind of makes me sad sometimes.
My favorite thing on the internet is there's somebody I follow and they, every photo they post, they facetune themselves, which is fine, but she doesn't facetune anyone else in the group.
Love it.
It's the best thing ever.
All in.
I'm like, let's put a little bit of facetune on grandma. The baby doesn't get no. It's like, that's, I think that that's a sign of like light mental illness.
I don't think light, I think heavy.
Okay, good. I don't know where we'd
start. I want to start doing that. I want
to
do it
so
just enough where like.
Like, is it that hard to get
everybody?
You
have to kind of like zoom in and be like, wait, why is Zach, his face like so. Like,
he looks anime.
It's looked too smooth.
But like, if you're going to spend the 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes on yourself, give everybody 2 minutes each. Just a brush.
Just, here's the thing, dude. Hit auto.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally
cut them out.
Auto.
CGI.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What was that? Yeah, hit auto. It's not correct. Or you can do the inverse. Make everyone else look hot. Make you look like shit.
Wow.
Why not? Why not?
I could think of a reason.
Love to hear it.
Yeah, I'm less good looking.
Well, guys.
Oh, thank you for Stiff Socks.
Thank you for Stiff Socks.
Thank you for
thank you for Stiff Socks.
Thank you for all.
Thank you for Stiff Socks. Thank you for Zach Justice. Thank you for Zach Justice for donating our his $3,003.
Nope, $300,000. $303,050.
What was the cheapest thing you could buy?
I
could just watch a show instead of asking 1,000 questions.
You could buy
like a piece of gum.
It's like $100. Well, the first day was $100 per minute for a hot shower, and then it went up to like $500. But that was the cheapest. And then at one point, you could expose someone, I think for $500.
Like nudity?
Yeah. So you could
run out?
Just Dwight Howard. Oh my Free God, flag. It's attacking me. And then we would rewatch like what other people were saying about other people secretly. And you're like, oh, they hate us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I still want to go on.
What is the meanest thing someone said about you?
They said I wouldn't be friends with this person. I don't like their personality. I think.
Really?
Which only cuts to how my exact being. No, I just don't like who he is as a person. Sick. And then good job to you. Thank you. Also.
That's beautiful. Right. Zach Justice. I've done a bunch of videos on your channel too. I have one with you coming out on my channel. So just fucking tap in.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Shaquille O'Neal on Instagram. Do you guys want to find anything about me?
Yeah. Undercase. Undercase.
Undercase.
I'm so
bowl,
tired.
Aqua Bowl and Undercase.
Good night.
All right, guys. That's it. Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.
Bye.